Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to the show. Welcome to Applause Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton, and tonight we have our favorite psychic, Mr. Artie Hoffman. I like to call it the Artie Party, and we have.
You can give him a message for us over the phone.
Hold on, Artie, is that you talking?
No.
Oh, hold on one moment. Who's on the line? Before we start the show, let me say thank you to our sponsors, the Hive Bar and Bistro in Garfield, New Jersey, Precious Memory Video in Kidmersville, Pennsylvania, KWV Wines in South Africa. Tees for the Times and other stuff in Clifton, New Jersey, Syntech Productions in Lenoka Harbor, New Jersey, Oleander Public Relations in Texas, Take a Break from Cancer.org for Pete's Sake, The Observer Newspaper in Kearney, New Jersey, and Joey Mack's Hot Dog Truck in Harrison, New Jersey. And I would like to say, Artie, thank you so much for joining us. How are you, sir?
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm doing really good. Things are looking up, even with all this crap going on. And I think the secret is that I just live in Artie's world. I just live in my world. I try not to allow the outer aspects of life to affect me personally. It's going to happen whether I get emotionally invested or not, so I choose not to get emotionally invested. So I just stay in my own little world. But overall, I'm doing pretty good.
Good, good. Well, for those who are not familiar, Artie is my favorite psychic, and he has a book out, Angels and Answers. And also, Artie does free readings on Sunday evenings, usually 6 o'clock, Artie, or you
8
change
o'clock,
up the 8 time?
P.m. Eastern time. Yeah, I do free readings for the public, whether I connect to their loved ones in heaven or whether I just give people psychic reading. No, one question only. And again, I answer people's questions and I connect to their loved ones on air for the 1 hour between 8 and 9 p.m. Eastern time on Sundays. And, the show is called Angels and Answers. So if you went to Artie Hoffman, Angels and Answers. And if you wanted to order my book, Angels and Answers, people call it their Bible. Seriously, they liked it that much. You just go to ArtieHoffman.com to get it, or go to Amazon. You could order my book also, Angels and Answers.
Great. Great. Well, you know what? Let's get that Artie party starting. We have some callers already, Artie. So let's take our first caller. Hang on one moment. Hold on. Let's see. Hi. Welcome to Applause Radio Show. Who's calling?
Hi. Thank you so much. My name is Katie. How are you?
Hi, Katie. How are you? Would you like to speak to Artie or you have anything? Artie, go ahead. You take over. Tell them what they need to do.
No, what is it that you would like to know?
I have a work question. This gentleman, Eddie, contacted me today. I don't know. It seems like he wants to offer me a job. He, like, said as much, and I'm just wondering if it's a good move for me, if it'll work out.
Okay, hold on 2 seconds.
Thank you so much.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It gives me pleasure to give you pleasure. I have a feeling that I feel like it's a good move. It's going to be a very educational move for you. You're going to learn a lot on this job. You're going to learn about the job itself. You're going to learn about yourself on this job also. And you're going to learn to grow some scales on this job. This isn't just like nice type of job. But you're going to learn to be sharper with yourself, sharper with the public, sharper dealing with situations. So I feel like this is going to be a very good growing spurt for you with this job. Things might not go super smooth at first, but I feel like don't give up right away. If things are not going your way right away, don't give up on it. But, I feel like things will work out. I think things will work out, yeah. Don't give up on us, baby.
Yeah. Well, that sounds great.
Thank you so much.
So, like I said, so even though, so, you know, go for it. Definitely go for it. And, you know, I think he will, I'm pretty sure he will use you. I just spoke to him that's just not too long ago. I'm only kidding.
Anything else, Katie, before we go on to someone else?
Oh, thank you. That's so kind of you. If I don't know, do you see love coming in anytime soon?
All right, well, I love you. Let's see. What's your first name, hon?
Katie.
We're on the air, folks. So all right.
I definitely see love coming into your life, and I have a feeling that this person does something with construction. I feel like he does something. He's a blue-collar worker. And he's actually he's a really strong fella, too. I feel like he keeps himself in really good shape.
Maybe it's the guy who offered her the job.
No, I don't think so. I don't feel like this fella. I think the fella who she's going to be with is not work related. But hold on a second. Yeah, so I do feel like he's with control. Has she already met this person yet? That's what I'm asking my pendulum. Has she met the person? Oh, you haven't even met him yet.
Okay.
I just haven't met him yet, but hold on. When? How old are you, Kate?
33.
I feel like he's going to be just slightly older than you. I don't feel like he's going to be much older than you. I feel like he's just going to be slightly older than you. And I have a feeling that you guys are going to end up living in a townhouse together also.
Oh, wow.
I feel like you're going to be living in a place where it seems like a bunch of cookie cutters. In other words, all the houses or the townhouses look very much so the same within the same neighborhood. It's either a condo or townhouses, but, you know, and I feel like it's going to be like a – could be a three-floor unit. Could be a three-floor unit that you'll be living in with him too. As far as when I'm asking, I'm asking the universe, when is she going to meet this fella? Well, I have a feeling you're going to meet him. I don't know if it's this year or next year. But I'm seeing the fellow who I'm seeing, you're probably going to meet him around October, November.
Oh, nice.
So
all right,
like I said,
get gussied up.
I just don't know if it's this year or next year.
We don't know when he's going to pop up, so.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Better be ready.
Well, Yes. Well, Katie, thank you so much for calling. We're going to go on to another caller. I hope you are happy with Artie, and please feel free to call back when we have Artie on.
Yeah,
thank
well,
you.
You'll see. You know, you could let us know, let her know, let Joanne know afterwards of what happens when you meet him. For some reason, the name Michael strongly sticks out. The name Michael is very significant to him. Whether it be his first name, his last name, or that's a very important name in this fella's life. Michaels could be his last name. But the name Michael strongly sticks in my mind when I'm thinking about him.
I always think of Archangel Michael, too. That's awesome.
There you go.
Well, you know, Katie, Artie does Sunday evenings at 8 p.m. live free Facebook readings at Angels and Answers on his Facebook page if you want to friend him at Artie Hoffman on Facebook. Or go to Angels and Answers, and he also has a book out called Angels and Answers. So, and you might want to check that out too. So,
yes. Well, thank you.
Well, thanks
My pleasure,
so much for calling,
sweetheart.
Katie.
Good luck
Take
with everything.
Care.
Good luck with your job. Just be patient with your job.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, I will. Thank you so much.
You
Bye,
got it,
Katie.
Sweetheart.
Thank
you take
you.
Care.
Bye-bye. Bye. Bye. All right. Let's take another one. You ready? Here we go. Here we go. Come on, pick up. Hi, welcome to the Plus Radio Show.
Hi, how are you guys? It's Jennifer calling. How are you?
Hi,
Jen. Hey,
Jen. You're on the phone with Artie.
Hi, Artie.
Hey, hon. What's up? What's cooking? What do you want to know? What do you want? What do you want, lady? What do you want?
I was hoping to place a little phone call to heaven to see if anyone had any messages for me.
I'll do a Ruth Buzzy for you. One ringing dingy. Two. Remember that from Rowan and Martin Lassen?
I don't know if she knows who that is, but I do.
Oh, okay. Yeah, everyone.
I know, but it
above,
sounds funny.
Yeah. Everyone who's above 50 will know exactly what I'm talking about.
Thanks.
All right, so go ahead. It's the truth. All right, but any case, what is that you would like to know?
I was just calling in to see if my grandmother had any messages for me or anyone else that has passed.
Hold on. All right, your grandmother, what's her first name, please?
Therese.
Okay, that's been a very popular name in my life lately. It's like every other person I've been reading or talking to, his name was Therese or Therese.
Oh, wow.
All right, hold on a second. Let me see if she has anything. Oh. She's concerned. I have a feeling that somebody very close to you is either going to be getting the chicken pox or the mumps. I'm seeing, yeah, that's what I got. Well, I don't got it, but... yeah, something with the chicken pox or the mumps. hold on a second. It's going to happen like an overnight thing when it does happen. I wish nothing bad upon anybody. I'm not putting any weebie-jeebies on anybody. But this is what your grandmother's saying. She says it's just a natural process that's just going to have to work itself out. But I'm seeing something like that. Also, there might be also with this person who I'm seeing, it happened within your family, immediate family. I don't wish it upon yourself, but and also she's concerned about shingles possibly, dealing with shingles. She's a little concerned with that as well.
Well, she has shingles herself.
Oh, wow.
Oh, she did.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, when she was alive, she had shingles.
Yeah, it's a stress factor. That's why shingles come out in people, because of the stress.
Mm-hmm.
And let me see something. What else? And I don't know why she's showing me Cheerios. Was that like the breakfast of champions for you guys? It's like, or was that something she would, hey, Cheerio, someone with Cheerio or Cheerios?
She used to eat Cheerios, but she used to call them Cheery Oats instead of Cheerios. So we kind of used to make fun of her.
She just told me to tell you she 100%. Oh, no, I take that back. She said 1,000%. I love you and adore you.
Aw.
And she said, she goes, if anybody ever puts you down or says something disrespectful to you, she says, don't take it. She goes, you give it right back to them and stand up for yourself.
Well, that's definitely something that she would say.
Yeah. She just said, darn tootin'. it's funny. She just, I don't know if this is her personality or not, but she just said, you can't bullshit a bullshitter.
Yep, sounds like her.
Okay. All right, hold on a second. What else does she want to share with you? Oh, she was just with you. You were either you or somebody within your family was just going over a bunch of photos. You were just looking at a bunch of old photos, she said, and she was right there during that time when you were looking at a bunch of photos.
We were looking at photos on the phone, so I'm not sure if that was me, but that may have been someone else with actual, like, photos, possibly
okay,
my
so,
aunt.
But you were just looking at a bunch of photos on the phone?
Well, I have all my photos on the phone, but recently I was at my aunt's house, and she has all the photos in, like, frames, like, displayed in her house, and we were all looking at those, so maybe that's what it is.
She's talking about. That's what she's talking about.
Wow.
Yeah, she was right there with you during that meeting, during that time of your family getting together and
oh,
all.
Awesome.
And she just starts rubbing her hands. She goes, okay, who's ready for some ice cream now?
Oh, my goodness. That was like her favorite thing. She had ice cream every night.
Yeah, and she says, all right, who's in the mood for ice cream? It was so
That was
funny.
Our thing. Like, she wasn't allowed to have it. And when I would call her and say, I'm going to come visit you, I'm like, can I bring you anything? She's like, yeah, Carvel. And I would do it.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. You know,
she had diabetes. I wasn't supposed to, but I figured, why not?
Why not? That's right. That's
she
right.
deserved
Enjoy
it.
The quality of life. It was so funny. I bought this one saying. I forgot where I put it. Oh, no, I gave it. I ended up giving it to a special girl in my life. And the saying said, never ask a girl how she is feeling when she's eating ice cream from the carton.
She did that.
Yeah, I know she did. But she just
oh,
was
awesome.
Blowing you a kiss, and she said, you are my sunshine.
Aw. That means something, too, because she actually got me one of my favorite dogs is a Cocker Spaniel. And she had ordered me when I was a little girl a Cocker Spaniel, and it was a bank. And when you put the money in the bank, it played You Are My Sunshine. I still have it.
Aw.
So
that's
you're
sweet.
On fire, my friends.
Oh, thank you. It was a pleasure talking to you.
You're on the mark tonight, Jeff. All right, Jennifer, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
No problem. Thank you. Thank you,
Bye.
Artie.
Take care, honey.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I have to laugh, Artie. I don't know if you guys can hear it out there, but, you know, when you're searching for your answers in the universe, it's silent. We are not off the air, but Artie's thinking. And all I can hear is my dog snoring in the background. And I don't know if you guys can hear that or not. Can you hear that?
Yeah, I could hear it. I could hear it.
I apologize. This dog, I can't go anywhere without this dog. He's a rescue, and he's like literally up my ass. And I mean, I'm doing Zoom meetings and everything at work, and all of a sudden you hear, you know, I was like, oh, I have to tell him it's
so
not me, it's my dog. It's not
just
me, it's my dog. I don't want to wake the puppy up, you kidding? Let him sleep. He's happy.
That's
he likes
fine.
To sleep, you know? But, we don't have anybody holding right now. So I was wondering if you could tell a little something about me, if you wouldn't mind, in relation to job or job, I guess, is what I'm concerned about right now.
Okay.
Puppy.
Have you been doing more public relations?
For the show, yes. Yes.
Because I see you doing more public relations. And
Go ahead, honey.
I'm actually seeing you doing some kind of a show where there's going to be it's going to be very controversial. You're going to end up being on a show or doing a program, and it has to do with debating. It's about talking about topics where there's debate, and it's going to be like a controversial.
I can't believe you said that. I'm actually in the process of repping an artist, and we are in the process of doing a show, an upcoming show, that is a debate. It's not political. It's entertainment related. So that is so funny that you picked that up. That is so funny. Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know how controversial it'll be.
I feel like that if you handle this properly with marketing, if you handle it properly, it could really grow into something big.
Wow.
But
well,
you've got
to
market. You've got to market the living hell out of it, or go with people who know how to do social media marketing. But this is a concept that I think is very good, that could do very well by you. And
well, you never know. I'm definitely not touching politics.
Yeah. No, that's fine. It doesn't have to be about politics, but it's going to be controversial topics or whatnot, or debates or whatnot. And I also feel like you're going to end up hooking up with somebody, doing a project with somebody out of California.
Yes, this gentleman
is from
California.
You don't have to understand it now. I'm telling you the future.
No, I do understand it. You're saying that the gentleman is from California.
Oh, he is.
Yes. I actually have to call him tonight. I keep telling him I'm going to call him, and I've just been nuts. So I haven't had a chance to do any emails, anything. I've just been overwhelmed this last week. It's just been unbelievable, you know. But very interesting, Artie. You definitely picked up on that. My God, how crazy is that? Wow.
I also feel like you're going to be taking a trip up north. You're going to be taking a trip up north, up to the New England states. I feel like it will probably be like a little getaway, whether you're going, the New England states, whether it be Rhode Island, Massachusetts, Vermont, New Hampshire, but I do see a trip going out there.
Oh, wouldn't I love that? A trip would be lovely.
Because
now,
I see you going over the Tappan Zee Bridge, that's why.
Are you kidding me? Oh, my God. I can't tell you what that is on the air. I'll tell you after the fact. Oh, my God. You just hit the nail on the head. So, in relation to that, what do you see for my daytime gig that I do, my full-time job?
What do you do? I don't know.
I'm in the financial industry.
On what level? I mean, a financial advisor or accountant or, like, financial.
Let's say back office.
Finance drugs? What?
No, I'm in the back office. Loans. How about that?
Okay.
Lending. But I'm not a lender.
You hook people up.
Well, I take care of their problems that they have. Do have loans, I have to handle their portfolio.
Before I go there, the spiritual world is telling me to tell you stop nitpicking. You keep on, you're too much of a food junkie, nitpicker. Like you keep on eating too many sweets or too much junk food.
Nah. I don't know about that. I've actually lost 25 pounds in the pandemic. Most people are gaining weight. I've lost 25 pounds.
Someone's around.
I mean, I do love junk food. I do love junk food.
No, I keep on seeing little. I'm telling you, someone's going to be somebody. You're going to be with somebody really soon. I see it as clear as day. and somebody keeps on eating like the little Milky Ways, the little Three Musketeers, the little Snickers, and I'm seeing these little bite-sized candies.
Mm.
And Halloween is coming up now, so I just thought about that.
Well, yeah. When they're around, I definitely pick on them, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So just try not to be overabundant with it. Don't buy too much candy because you're going to have a lot left over. And with a lot left over, you're going to eat it all.
Yeah, well,
I don't see you just throwing it away.
Yeah, I would love to eat more than my share, but it gives me, I've got the GERD, so I can't really, it gives me bad heartburn, so I have to stay away. But I do love it to death, don't get me wrong. But, so what about it?
You
want
to know something? Speaking of New England, and I said this on my show last Sunday, a place that I highly recommend all your listeners to go to during October, and it is insanely amount of fun. I mean, lots and lots of fun. Is to go to Salem, Massachusetts during Oktoberfest. Lots of fun to go there. You go in the center of town, and there's like a lot of little shops, and they got a bunch of readers there, and so many people get dressed up, and just really cool sights. And you can go on like witches tours, and they talk about what happened back in the day when witches used to be burned at the stake, literally. If you had red hair, you were a witch. You were automatically a witch if you were born with red hair. If they found out you were psychic, you were a witch, and they would get rid of you also.
Well, my sister has gone, and I don't know if I went with her. I don't recall, because I think I would remember that. But
You would definitely remember, yeah, because they have a lot of cool restaurants there, too. And all, and I've been there a few times. It's so much fun. I'll probably go there this year too. And because of all with the leaves changing and all, and Massachusetts, a beautiful state to go to when New England's a beautiful states to go to when the leaves are changing. It's so gorgeous. What a beautiful ride it is too.
Yeah, well, I know Rhode Island is gorgeous right about now, and I haven't been to Massachusetts in quite some time, but. Yeah, it is gorgeous. It is.
Oh, they've been talking
about
you.
Who's been talking about me?
People in Massachusetts. You haven't been there in a while.
Oh, you're crazy. You're crazy. Anything else for me? I how about some money? I need some money.
Well, there, you do with loans. Get yourself a loan.
No. I'm a good girl. No. I'm strictly business. Strictly business, you know. But now I guess I'm looking in regard to with my job, my full-time job, with success. You know, is success coming? Is a job change coming? Or am I happy where I am? Or, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Hold on a second.
I don't know. I know. I need to.
No, you don't have to hate nothing. No, let me just see what I can do. I'm just allowing myself to get into La La Land with you now. So about Joanne's job situation with her loan, with the lending of monies and stuff like that.
Well, I don't really. I'm not a lender. We do get a customer, I maintain their portfolio. I don't lend. You know, I do the back office part of it, you know. That's
well,
what
put
I
it
do.
This way. You're going to have to be a lot more creative for you to be making right now.
I didn't
what
hear
you're
you.
Doing.
I'm gonna, I missed you. You said you're going to have to be a lot more creative. What?
You're going to have to be a lot more creative on manifesting money than doing just what you're doing now.
Oh, no, of course. That's always the way.
You know, see, I could see somebody offering you a new business opportunity for you to make money. It's going to take an awful lot of legwork on your part, a lot of phone calls for you to make, for you to, like, make everything your while financially. But at first, I see you making a lot of phone calls. You're trying to make sales or trying to do something. And it's going to come off very slow. But if you're persistent at it, you'll end up getting the knack for it, and you're going to end up becoming a good salesperson over the phone, having something to do with sales.
You're breaking up. Having something to do with what?
Do with sales.
Oh, God.
Over the phone.
We'll see. I don't know. I don't know. But that tap and
I'm telling you what
thing,
I'm getting. You're going to be working with a company. So, see, I'm glad you're acting like this. And I'm serious. I'm glad you're acting like this because I want everyone to know. When I express things to people and they can't relate at all to what I'm saying, just because you don't understand it now, it doesn't mean you're not going to understand it later. And so
exactly.
I say a lot of things that make no sense in the now. And I'll say to you and I'll say to anybody else, that when I say things, when you think that I'm way off or I'm not hitting, I'm going to say I'm not looking for your approval. I'm just telling you my gut instincts of what I'm getting. And
right now,
that's exactly what I'm getting. And I said someone's going to be offering you a really, really good opportunity for you to make money, but it's going to involve you being on the phone, and there's dealing with rejection. But when you do hit, you're going to hit well. And you're going to understand it later, but I see you being on the phone a lot for you to, you know, make
right.
it happen.
Well,
or you might be making appointments on behalf of other people. You might be dispatching or something, or you're doing stuff to create sales or to create leads for other people. It could be for a cable company. It could be for a solar system company where they have to, like, try to get leads for people to go to the houses so they could sell whatever, but it has something to do with sales and phone calls. So
well,
like I said,
like
there's
going
to be an opportunity there for you to make more money than what you're making right now.
Right, and like you said, I may not know what the hell you're talking about now, but down the line, it's going to hit me. You know, I know exactly what you mean when you're reading someone, and you know, it may not make sense to what we're talking about now, but it could happen down the road, and then I'd be like, oh, shit, already told me about that, you know?
And you want to know something? I just got a message from one of my friends today. About a month and a half ago, we reconnected because we haven't seen each other in a couple of years, and we reconnected like a month and a half ago. We were having lunch, and so I said to her, I gave her a little her, I said, your best friend is going to be needing her back, and that you're going to be consoling her or helping her get through a hard time. And like in the moment, you know, everything was great. There was nothing going wrong. And then she just called me today or texted me today. And she just told me that her best friend's mother just died. And so now she's going over there to be with her and to console her and to listen to her and all that other stuff.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry.
You don't have to be sorry. She lived to be 91 years old. She had a good ripe life.
Yeah. Well, God bless her. You know?
You know? I mean,
God,
we all have our time,
her.
You know?
You know?
So,
but,
so let me ask you a question.
Yes.
If you had the opportunity, assuming you're pretty healthy, but you're old.
Well, Artie, you keep breaking up on me. I don't know if it's my phone or yours. Hold on. Try again.
No, well, I haven't moved 1 ounce.
No, I know. That's why I think it's me. If I had the opportunity.
Because I could hear you perfectly. If you had the opportunity to live to be 120 years old, would you take it?
Sorry.
If you had the opportunity to live to be 100 years old, would you take it?
No. No. I don't want to shrivel up. I don't want to look old. I don't know. If I had all my faculties and I was healthy and I just can't picture myself looking like all aged. I just can't. I just can't. And at the rate I'm going with the way I feel now physically with my body, I don't see it happening. I could never live that long with the pain that I live with every day in my body. You know what I mean? I just can't. I'd be happy 80, I'd be cool with. I don't even care to go to 80, to be honest. As long as I could see my kids grow up and see their grandchildren, my grandchildren, I'm cool with that. Honestly, I don't need to go any further than that.
I was talking to one of my friends, and I said, "How long would you want to live to?" And he said, "Oh, if I live to be 65, he goes, if I live to be 70 years old, he goes, I'm good." I said, "Yeah, tell me that on your 69th birthday."
I mean, I'll take what I get. You know what I'm saying? I'll take what I get. But, I mean, it's just I'm not one of them people that say, "God, I want to live forever," you know, and I'm not afraid to die. I feel bad for my family that I'm leaving behind, of what, how they would feel if I was gone. Hey, they may celebrate, who knows, but, you know, I'm not afraid to die at all. No, if it happens, it happens. I mean, I could have died so many times in my lifetime. Why I was saved, I don't know. There's got to be a reason why, I don't know, but maybe there's something bigger, better out there for me that's coming down the road. I mean, I've lived a very good life. It didn't start out great. I mean, just because I had no money doesn't mean I wasn't happy. We grew up very poor, but we were very happy, and you know, and I'm glad I grew up that way because I don't miss anything. You know what I mean? It's like what you never had, you don't miss. So, I mean, the littlest things my kids right now, Artie, they have no idea what they have. Well, most people, right? They have no idea what they have compared to what we didn't have growing up. And, I mean, I'm talking to the point in my family.
Let me explain something. See, now a lot of this is so common in society, you know, and you know, I'm almost 60, right? And growing up,
are you really?
I feel like I'm. Yeah, I know. I don't.
You look fantastic. Not that 60 is old, but you really do look fantastic. I thought you were like 45. If that 40.
Yeah, I'm actually 59. I'm just actually one of my friends said to me, "Artie, how old are you?" And I said to him, I said, "Well, on July 4th, I'm going to be 70. He goes, 70? I go, "Yeah, in 11 years from now, I'm going to be 70 on July 4th.
So. Oh, God. Yeah, but,
So this is the situation. So growing up, all right, so the older generation growing up, you worked really hard for the money. You worked really hard to make a living. You really worked hard to make ends meet. You do what you got. You do what you got to do to make a living and to make your house,
right,
and to build a business and to do whatever. Now what happens, and then there's a lot of struggling a lot of times, you know, growing up, you grew up in some people grew up in a one bedroom house and there was five kids and da 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 da.
Right.
And I don't want my kids to have to suffer like I did, or they went without food for a day and a half or 3 days, whatever. I don't want my kids to suffer. What happens is that parents these days, too many times, they end up giving their kids way too much, and the kids are born into a world with having too much on their plate. They have too much because the parents don't want them to suffer like they did. So what happens a lot of times, I'm not saying for all families, but I'm saying for a lot of families. And so what they do is, I don't want my kids to suffer, so I want them to have everything I didn't have or have it as hard. But it was our struggles that we went through that build our stamina, that build our character, that build our strength, that gave us the balls to be able to. So when you give the kids too much, too soon, too easily, you are really softening up their spirit, and their appreciation turns into entitlement. And then they expect. And we raise brats or bitches or jerks or whatever because they feel so entitled. And as soon as there's something wrong, daddy or mommy will pay for the bill or take care of this. Or mistake, daddy or mommy will help make up the difference. Guess what? Let them figure it out for themselves. And that's how they develop common sense. And a lot of kids, unfortunately, don't have too much common sense because things have been taken care of for them way too much. As soon as there's a little struggle, then mom and dad to the rescue, and they fix too much. Let them go without. That's okay, because they'll learn the differences of pros and cons in life. They'll learn the differences of if you want something bad enough, you have to work for it, you'll get it. You know, my parents always gave me the necessities in life, God bless their soul. But if I wanted above and beyond, I had to work for everything that I got. You know, if I wanted to earn extra money, I had to work around the house for chores and stuff like that.
Right. Artie, we have a caller. Hold on. Let's see who we got calling. Hang on.
Hi.
Hi, caller. Welcome to Applause Radio Show. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. You're on the phone with Artie Hoffman. Do you have
Artie? Yes, please. No, I haven't. This is the first time I've called.
Oh, good, good. Well, welcome to the show. And here, Artie, I don't know. Your name is, who's calling?
It's Sharon.
Sharon.
Hey,
and it's Artie.
Hi. Hi, Artie. I was hoping you could give me a reading. General, but a lot of things going on.
Well,
Artie's on the money tonight, Sharon. Artie's on the money tonight, Sharon.
Good. I need it.
Tell me what it is that you want to know about. Be specific with a question so I can zero in. I don't want to just give it all out generally. What do you see for me?
I've had a lot of health issues, so I haven't really been able to move forward at all.
Have you been feeling very claustrophobic? I feel like you've been feeling very claustrophobic, or it's like I don't know why I keep on picking up on claustrophobia.
Well, I'm in a very small place, and I can't really do anything because I'm. You know, my back. And
all right, hold on.
Can't get out.
Yeah, because I'm feeling you very enclosed.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. A lot of your issues, I got news for you. Most of your ailments, believe it or not, have to do with your emotions. Your emotions are really screwing you up big time. And it's keeping you from healing your emotions. Coming, unfortunately, from a very negative perspective, and I feel like too much. You keep on playing yourself as a victim, or you keep on seeing yourself as a woe is me, and it's like, all right. So what are we going to do about it? And I always tell people, if you want to change the quality of your life, start number one. Stop listening to the news. It's all bullcrap, and I mean that sincerely. The quality of your happiness will go up instantly. You'll notice it within 3 days to a week. You'll notice a huge difference in the quality of your mind when you're not watching the news. Huge difference. Listen to happy, upbeat music. Go outside, get a breath of fresh air, go for a walk around the block, around the park, by the ocean. Just go out, get some fresh air, connect with nature, and listen to music, listen to inspirational or positive music or music you love to listen to. Because you need to get your emotions up, because your emotions really are kicking your ass. You're not. It's hard for you to get out of this funk. So,
right.
Yes.
I've been through a lot of trauma.
Yeah, and so you keep on replaying your past. So have you been doing
I've got a lot of unresolved issues from the past.
Because I feel like you're dealing with colitis. I feel like you're either dealing with colitis or Crohn's disease. Something's going on with your intestines and whatnot, which I feel like is having a detrimental effect
on you. I'm not a doctor. I just play one on TV. But, you know, depression can cause a lot of pain as well to the body.
Oh, yeah. No, this is broken spine. This is not depression.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but you also have fibromyalgia. I feel like you also are dealing with fibromyalgia.
Well, there is something definitely going on with the nerves, that's for sure. That's a new one.
Yep. It's very important that you do not see yourself as the victim. Look at yourself as a beautiful white soul. And when you have all these circumstances happening to you, look at it like it's a stain on a white shirt. The stain on the white shirt is not the design of the shirt, all right? All these things that are happening to your healthy body is not the design of your healthy body. But when you claim it as your design, then you are going to keep on getting sicker or not feeling as good or recovering. Because you're claiming the stain on the white shirt as the design, and this is something that you need to emotionally wash out of the white shirt. The stain is what happened to the shirt. The stain is not a part of the design of the white shirt. So all these things that are happening with you, don't look at it, this is who I am. Don't claim yourself as the victim. This
right.
is something that happened to me, but now I need to, I don't accept this as a part of my DNA. And that's your problem. You've been accepting all your ailments as your identity rather than this is something that happened to me because I refuse to give into it. But you've been giving into it, and it's your
– No, that makes a lot of sense. It really does.
There's a lot of senior citizens out there who say that they want to get better, but in reality, senior citizens don't want to get better. Because when they're not being sick accomplishes two things. Number one, it gives them attention. It's negative attention, but it gives them attention from their friends and family. How you doing? How you doing? How you doing? So they like the attention of being cared for. Also, it gives them something to do. I got to go to this doctor. I got to go to that doctor. I got to go to the pharmacy. I got to pick up this food. It gives them purpose.
No, not me. not me.
How long have you
I'm
been
just
like
making,
this?
Listen, I was just making a statement about senior citizens.
I understand.
In general.
I understand.
And what I say to you is don't claim what has happened to you as your identity. And say,
I
don't accept
that.
It.
I like that.
So
that makes a lot of sense. It helps.
So, so my mom, when my mom was still living, and towards, of course, the latter part of the year, she used to visit a lot of doctors. And she said to me, I always wanted to date a doctor, but as a boyfriend, but not as a patient. I get all these dates with the doctors.
It's funny. That's cute.
How long have you been
I have a question.
With this?
Very, very long.
Sorry.
I have a question. I tried to move across the country, but almost everything I have, everything of value to me, emotionally, and family photos, everything is in the other place. And I'm trying to figure out how to get it from there to here, and I'm not sure if it's possible. And I didn't know. I wondered if you see anything about that.
Well, where were these things located before? Where were these things where you dropped them? I don't understand why you can't get it. Why can you not just get it?
I moved across the country.
All right, so.
And I don't have any money.
To ship it.
I don't have any money.
So you have physical things on the other side of the country, then you don't have the money to bring it over to you.
Right.
I will tell you this. I'll tell you something. Two things you could do. Number one, you could either ask a family or friend member. And number two.
Okay. You know what? I'm sorry.
Hold on.
I thought you were a psychic. All of this
hold
stuff
on a
I
second.
Can get from Dear Abby.
Hold on a second. I'm also a life coach. I'm not just a psychic.
Oh, she's
and
gone.
And as a psychic,
well,
I don't – wait. No, that's fine. She could hear me. That's all right. She can hear me. So as a psychic – so these people, I'm glad that this happened. I'm very glad this happened as far as with this. So she wants
things to get better. What I'm saying is things are not
but
going
to gotta make it,
unless
she's got
to
make it better.
Unless if she starts making healthier changes in her actions, she is not going to get better. So she has to be more proactive in her actions for her life to become better.
I
so
knew what you were saying.
Psychic, so for me as a psychic, all right, for me as a psychic, so just to tell her without giving her suggestions, me as a psychic is going to tell her, guess what? You're not getting your things back. You know why? Because you're not doing this, that, and the other thing. I was giving her answers on to get her to get her things. But as a psychic does not create the future. A psychic is able to tell you the future. And so I saw her stuck in her world. And so
right.
She does not like the answers because she is not proactive enough on doing what she needs to do to get what she needs. So by her saying, I don't have more money. So what I was going to say to her after she rudely left and she was upset, I understand she was upset and she left. I get that, and that's fine. But I was just about to say, if you start a GoFundMe page, that she would actually start to get people to help her out. But you need to ask for you to get. You don't ask, you don't get. It's as simple as that.
Well,
if she keeps on playing
right.
the same thing over and over and over again, it's the definition of insanity, repeating the same thing over and over and over and over again and expecting different results. Also, she has problems with her feet, with the reason why her back is also bothering her is because she doesn't have good quality shoes. She doesn't have a good enough quality shoes, and she should.
Well, I was going to recommend, too. I mean, if you've got somebody in that area, maybe they're coming across the country, maybe they could bring a couple things to you. I mean, there's so many things that you could do. You don't need money to make things happen. I mean, yes, it helps, but, you know, you can't feel sorry for yourself either. Like you said, I totally get where you're going.
No,
with
she
this
played,
arc.
I'm
I
telling
totally
you,
get it.
This is what I felt. She plays herself as a victim. And when she just started acting the way she did, that instantly tells
sure.
me, unfortunately, she plays herself as a victim.
Right, right. Well, let's
and it's
take
the truth.
Another caller. I know. Let's take another caller. Hold on. Let's get him. Hi, welcome to Applause Radio Show. You're on the phone with Artie Hoffman. How are you?
Hi, Joanne. It's your friend Poonam. How are you?
Oh, hi, Poonam. Oh, Artie, this is a coworker of mine, a former coworker, good friend. And what do you need Artie to help you with tonight?
Well, I was just calling in to support you. And, oh, my God, Artie, I'm so sorry you had to go through that. I love the analogy about the white shirt and the stain, though.
Right.
Oh, yeah, thank
with
you.
With that previous
thank
caller,
you.
I apologize on well for her to you.
Yeah, you don't
terrible.
Have to apologize.
Well, no, no,
I'm glad
listen.
This stuff happened so that people could appreciate, you know, what it's like, you know, that people do not take enough responsibility. A lot of times when people come in to see me for a psychic reading, all right, I mean, I've read for over 32,000 people in my life, and that's no exaggeration. I've been doing it for over 32 years, so I know exactly what I'm talking about, you know? And so what happens is that when people – I'll give you a perfect example. Artie, will I ever find true love in my life? And know what I say to them? Because I see it. I say, well, let's see. You don't really go out much, do you? No. So you basically go from work to home, work to home, work to home, and any open time you have, you just spend with family. She goes, yeah, that's me. I go, and then you're asking me, do you find true love in your life? You do not create it to happen, to make it happen. So I start giving
right.
them suggestions. So it's not like I could say, oh, yes, I see you walking down the street, and 3 months from now, Mr. Wonderful is going to be, you know, massaging your shoulders and starting a nice conversation with you as you're walking down the street, walking your dog. And no, it doesn't happen like that. Once in a blue moon, like a lottery, it might happen like that. But want to know something? If you want something to happen in your life, all right, you got to go out and make it happen. Now, there are things that will happen out of left field. I mean, I do see psychically, like, oh, you know, like, I, you know, this one lady says, Artie, do you see anything for my husband and with his career and his job? I said, yeah, somebody's going to come and offer him a business opportunity that he wasn't expecting that has absolutely nothing to do with anything he's ever done before. She goes, really? I go, yeah. A month later, the neighbor down the block that they knew as an acquaintance, the neighbor down the block was ready to retire, he walked over to the husband and said, listen, I have a pest control business. He goes, I really don't want it anymore. He says, I'm looking to retire. Would you like to have it? A month later.
Hmm.
And so, yes, it does fall into people's lap once in a blue moon. But other times I was giving this lady suggestions and I was trying to understand. And so people need to be more proactive. The more crap
right.
you throw on the wall, the more it's going to stick. So,
right. I mean, I don't know what she was expecting to hear from you. I mean,
she wanted me to create miracles in her life. I'm going to give you a really cool story, a really cool story that you're really going to like. So I'm doing a reading for this one lady. I'm doing an arty party. You know, when people gather together, I call them arty parties, you know,
right.
to get their friends and family together. So I'm doing an arty party, and this one lady sitting down in front of me, really cool person. She's about in her 40s. And so I said to her, I see you going to Florida. It looks like you're going to be around the Keys of Florida. I see you on the boat in the middle of the blue waters, and I see you just chilling out and relaxing. And because I'm hearing Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I'm going to take
ooh,
it. Whenever I hear that song, it tells me either you're going to Florida or the islands, but I believe it's Florida, and I see it like at the Keys. So I'm telling her this story. Now, 1 week later, 1 week no, 2 weeks later, I'm sorry, 2 weeks later, she emails me. Hey, Artie. Hi, my name's Catherine. You saw me at so-and-so's party, and you did a reading for me. And you predicted that that I was going to go to Florida, that you saw me by the Keys on a boat in the middle of the blue waters relaxing in the sunshine. She goes, when you first told me that, I thought you were a very nice guy. I thought you were funny. I thought you were a great guy. You were entertaining. But I thought you were a wackadoo because – me and my husband live paycheck to paycheck. Forget about going to Florida. We can't even afford to get out of the county, let alone going to Florida and being in the middle of the blue waters. She goes, 2 days after your reading, my husband's best friend gave him a call who lives in Florida and said, listen, I want to fly you and your wife out here on my dime, and I want you to go on my fishing boat with me. And we are going to go fishing on my boat off of the Keys of Florida because that's where my house is. One of my houses are in the Keys of Florida. And you don't have to worry about food. You don't have to worry about travel. I'm going to pay for everything. I want you to out here within a week. She goes, Artie, she's emailing me this. Artie, 1 week later, I was on that boat in the middle of the blue waters off the Keys of Florida. She goes, Artie, you rock, with about 50 exclamation points.
Wow.
Now, do I create it? No, I didn't create it. Did I wish it for her? I didn't wish it for her. I just told her what I saw.
Okay. Oh, wow.
I'm going to tell you another cool story. Again, I'm doing another arty party. Before we started reading for this lady, she was, you know, in her 60s, 70 years old, whatever. She's sitting with me. And she goes, Art, before you start, I got to tell you something. She goes, you read for me here 2 years ago. I go, really? I don't remember meeting her. I don't remember anybody who I read for or what I say. I really don't. So she says, you read for me here 2 years ago at this house at this party, and you told me that I need to go to Atlantic City or I need to start doing scratch-offs because you saw me winning tens of thousands of dollars, and I told you then that I'm not a gambler. I never gambled, and I still don't gamble. Well, 6 months later, after you read for me 2 years ago, 6 months later was my birthday. And I had my kids over for my birthday. And one of my kids in my birthday card got me five $2 scratch-off birthday cards. The first $2 birthday scratch-off card I scratched off, she goes, I won $50,000.
Nice.
Yeah.
I predicted it. I saw she was to do this, but it just happened. Now, I told her, I said, you need to do something because I see good things happening for you.
Right.
Another cool story. A lady walks into my apartment. As soon as she walked into my apartment, she looked at me and she goes, Artie, she goes, I've been thinking about you every single day for the last 2 years. And I laughed. I chuckled, and it warmed my heart. I mean, not that I was sexually attracted to her, but it warmed my heart that, you know, somebody was thinking about me every day for 2 years. So I, with a little laugh, I said, all right, so why were you thinking about me every day for 2 years? She said, you did a reading for me here 2 years ago, and we sat at your kitchen table right here, and you held my hand. As soon as you held my hand, you started singing the song by AC/DC, Highway to Hell, I'm going to Highway to Hell. You started singing that song to me, and you looked at me, and you said, if I don't stop doing what I'm doing, she said, I'm not doing something that's not right. Something's not right, and you keep on doing something that's not right. And you told me, if I don't stop doing what I'm doing, I'm going to get caught, and I'm going to end up in jail. She goes, one week later, I got caught at doing something I should not have been doing, and I ended up going to jail for 2 years. And every day I woke up, and I said to myself, why didn't I listen to Artie? Why didn't I listen to Artie? Every day I woke up, and I kept saying that to myself.
Well, that's why she's going about 2 years.
So yeah. When I tell you things in advance or what I see, do I have the ability to change things to help you make healthier decisions? The answer is yes. And there are times where I do tell people, well, if you do this and this and this, then this is what's going to happen. And if you do this and this and this, that's what's going to happen. And if you go over here, this is what's going to happen. If you go over there, what's going to happen? Well, Artie, what are you doing? I just told you what to expect based on your personal choices. I don't create the future. I only see it. Now, when I see somebody emotionally hurting, I could explain to the person what healthy moves they can make so that they could attain what it is they want to make. There was a time I said to this one lady, she was over 100 pounds overweight. Artie, do you ever see me losing this weight? I said, yes, if you do this, 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 and that, you are going to lose weight. Not only are you going to lose weight, I see you losing at least 60 pounds. At least 60 pounds. I see you losing weight within 1 year. And I said, when that happens, your relationship is not going to last because your husband's, you're going to make your husband feel insecure because you're going to be skinnier, you're going to look better, and you're going to see him through different eyes, and he's going to get very jealous and possessive. Guess what? Mm-hmm. So a year later, the fella had another party at the house. She comes to see me. Hey, Artie, how you doing? I don't remember who she is. I don't remember what I said. She goes, Artie, do you remember what you said to me? No, what happened? She goes, you told me what I just said to you, all this was going to happen. She goes, I dropped 80 pounds from last year. I dropped 80 pounds. And you're right. I'm no longer with the relationship because he couldn't handle my happiness and I was looking better and he thought I was having an affair and I wasn't. And I'm still losing weight. She goes, but look at me. And she looked fantastic. She looked really, really good. And you would never know that she weighed what she weighed, but she looked amazing. So do I give – I'm also a life coach because intuitively I could feel things. I pick up on things with people. And so when I – as soon as I see somebody, I feel something. When I see what's going on, I help them make healthy decisions to change the quality of their life. And that's what I love doing the most, is helping people change the quality of their life. Now, if you don't make these changes and if you don't make the proper moves, well, guess what? You're going to remain stuck in your misery.
Right.
But
if you want to improve your life.
Oh, go ahead. No, I was just thinking you keep bringing up life coach, and I just remembered I actually got I just got into that, and I was asked to join a certification program to become a life coach. Do you see anything about that? How do you feel about that? Or do you think it's going to progress into something, or should I not think about it anymore?
No, I feel like you do. I feel like you need to speak more with confidence, though. You're a big nurturer. Put it this way. You would be a great counselor because you have nurturing qualities. But for you to be a life coach, when you project things, you have to speak with confidence because you sound a lot too much. And excuse me for saying this. I'm being raw honest with you.
Oh, no, that's fine. I love that.
Yeah. You sound like Mary Poppins or like a Penelope.
She's too sweet.
Dear.
You're very sweet. You're very sweet. But what I'm saying is, if you're going to be a life coach, you see how I'm talking? I'm talking with confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And you need, if you're going to be a life coach, you got to talk like you are Cher. You have to come across to people like you're Madonna. You can't,
okay.
You can't, you know, but if, because people attract themselves to people who are confident. And so I have a feeling what would help you a lot to become a coach is that you need to take stage lessons, which means to go on a stage and to be able to speak in front of an audience.
Okay.
If you're going to be a life coach, you have to have enough confidence to be able to speak in front of a group of people.
It's funny you say that because I do some acting in musical theaters.
That's excellent.
Well, Boone, I can see you do. I can see you doing that. But he's right. You need to be a more of a stronger personality. Now, you know, I know you personally, and you are. You're too sweet. You're too innocent and too kind. You need to be a stronger mentally where you are the authoritarian.
Right. You have to come across as an authoritarian. That's a good word. If to be a therapist, I could definitely see you as an excellent child therapist. Excellent. You have that nurturing quality. You have that caringness. You have that insight. You have that. But to be a life coach, you have to come across with a authoritarian front for people to really take to you as far as your information and knowledge.
That's great. Thank you. Thank you for the feedback.
Well,
okay, but
this,
can you do it? Yeah,
this,
but go
ahead,
on.
I'm sorry.
See,
ahead,
but when you're – see, there's a difference between acting, going on stage and acting, but now I'm asking you to go on stage and talk about a topic that you know about, that you feel confident about. Because when you're going on stage talking in front of an audience, I'm asking you to be you, not to pretend to be a character.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You can do
well,
it. But
yeah,
that's why.
You can.
I'm sorry, Joe, was that?
Yeah. I said you definitely can. You just need to, you are shy, but you're very sweet, but I could see you doing it. I could see you doing it. But I wanted to tell you
something
that Artie
said. You just have to break
past
that shell.
Right, and I wanted to tell you something that Artie said to me without you saying anything, because you know about this. Artie sees me going to upstate, crossing the Tappan Zee Bridge. Can you believe that? Can you believe that?
See, that's amazing.
Now you know what that's in reference to, right? Without
of course
saying
I
it.
Do. Yes.
And
oh,
he got it. He picked it up. Yep. So I'm excited about that. I'm hoping that
I am
all
for
comes
you too.
Fruition. Yeah. So anyway, but listen, Artie, she's always looking for love. What do you see for her?
Hold on.
She's
it's
looking
funny.
For
I'm hearing the song in my head by Rhinestone Cowboy. Looking for love in all the wrong places.
Yeah, that's Boone.
That could be right. It's not true.
That's Boone.
Hold on a second. I want you to go onto a specialty group, like a Match.com, for you to meet your Mr. Wonderful, believe it or not. A specialty group where people meet up with, not like just eHarmony or Match.com, but, you know, it could be like a church group or there's like J-Date or there's like, you know, J-Date is with Jewish people, though, but and Christian groups or with, but I don't know. I don't go on the dating scene. I don't go on the website. But to go on a dating site, but where it has to do with a specialty, you know, it's like meetup groups. I feel like you can meet somebody in meetup groups, like people who go to movies together, people who go to museums together, people who go try out different restaurants, people who do volleyball. I feel like you're going to meet your Mr. Wonderful during a meetup group or going through a dating site where there's a particular niche of a type of people, generally speaking.
I'm a member of New York Cares, and we have that organization that we do. I'm actually a team leader there. So is it like, are you thinking something of that line?
It could be. It could be. Mm. I just bet you it has to do with a specific niche of a meetup group or a dating site, but it's a specific niche. That's how I see you meeting the person. I also feel like you're going to end up meeting the person in the month of February.
Okay. Mm.
All right. I don't know if it's this February or February or two from now. But I feel like it's the month of February, and their spiritual world is clearly showing me that. And there's also there's a connection with you in Florida. The person. There's a connection with you and somebody in Florida.
Oh, there is.
I do. I have a friend that lives in Key West.
Yes, you do.
There you go. And here I was talking about Key West.
Yeah,
so that's a very strong possibility also.
She won't pull the trigger. That's the thing.
And you want to be a life coach. Pull the trigger.
Well, I have Joanne backing me up, so she's always on me to pull the trigger.
Oh, you know I always had your back. You know that. I still do. You know that.
I appreciate that.
I miss you. I miss you very much. I miss everybody. I miss everybody. But, well, Poonie, we don't want to keep you. I thank you so much for calling, and let's get together soon on a Zoom, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, honey bunny. All right,
all right,
take care, Poon.
Thank you,
take care.
Bye. Okay,
bye. Bye, honey.
Bye.
Bye, honey.
Yeah, Poonie's a good kid. She's a good kid. I found out that her mother is 2 years older than me, and I said, are you telling me after all this time I could have been your mother?
There you go.
We worked together for a couple of years, and, you know, we got very close, and you know, I could see her doing the life coach thing, but she needs more, like you said, confidence. She doesn't have it. She doesn't have that yet, but she will get it. She will get it. If that's what she really
wants. The whole thing about being a life coach is teaching people to be bolder, stronger, more confident and stuff. So this is good because, you know, what better teacher to have than to be with somebody who's been there and done that?
Right.
You know,
it's like being
a therapist for addicts. And if you're an addict yourself and you beat it, you would be a great coach for other people because you beat it.
Right.
So that would be a great counselor to be with when somebody who's already been there and done that. So
right.
For her to go through classes and to take stage presence classes and to, you know, learn about building up confidence and strength and the way you talk to the public and all that stuff. That's really good because when she learns that through and through, she could take what she learned and then project this to other people. So that's good that she's going through this process.
Right.
But you
have
to want it. You have to really desire it.
Right, right. Well, that's what I was going to say. Artie, I'm so sorry about that caller. I sense the same thing you did.
Oh, don't apologize.
She wants, but she doesn't want to make it happen. I mean, you're absolutely right. If you want something, you have to go for it.
She wants it to happen without putting in the effort.
She wants it to happen
without putting in the effort and the necessary.
Right, right. Well, had she not hung up abruptly, we could have explained. Well, you could have for sure explained to her. You know, that's where you were going.
If she was smart enough, she would have listened. Or at least listen to the radio show afterwards.
Right, 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 right. Well, I could see her frustration when she was yelling, I don't have the money. Well, you know what? Nobody's got money right now, but people are doing what they got to do. And there are alternatives to not having money to make things happen for yourself. And there really is. And you just have to want it bad enough.
I can't make a prediction of something that's not there if you don't become proactive.
Right, right. You're absolutely right. You are absolutely right. Well, I don't want to – we've gone over, and I don't want to keep you. I know you're a busy guy, and I thank you so much for coming back. You know I love having you on, and it's always a pleasure to talk to you. And hopefully – now, your Artie parties, are you doing them over the phone? Obviously, you can't do it in person,
no.
Right? So
yes, I do. I do parties in person.
Oh, you are? You're doing
them. I'm
not into the COVID crap. I don't care about the mask or any of that. I don't. If you're sick, wear the mask. If you're elderly, wear the mask. If you're elderly, wear the mask. If you're sick, wear the mask. If you're obese, wear the mask. Because I don't want to just say obese. If you're, because you're vulnerable. Your body
right.
is vulnerable. So
right.
if
you're not healthy.
You're not healthy. So if you're not in good health, or if you're elderly and you're vulnerable, or if you're sickly and vulnerable, wear the mask. All right? And then, or if you're going to a hospital, wear the mask. But I don't believe in social distancing. I don't believe in any of that. I think it's more political bullcrap, and I feel like it's more fear-based than it is the reality of what it is. Does the virus exist? Yeah. So does the cold, flu, and cancer. It all exists. But, you know, something – and people are dying from all those other diseases even more than the COVID, a lot more than the COVID. So it's just something politically that they've created the fear, and they're purposely destroying the public. They're purposely destroying the public to have more control. That's what I 1,000% believe.
Mm.
So
well, you're definitely. I see you're definitely. You're all over the place. So no, you are not shy. You are going out. You're having a good time and enjoying yourself, and that's great.
I am.
Right.
And I recommend everybody else to go out and do your thing, and not just stay home. And you know, I mean, put it this way: I wear the mask when I go in the store, the shop, when the shop right or whatever, because I have to. I do it in places where I have to. When I'm out in public, no. So do arty parties? Absolutely. I'll go to your house and I'll read for your friends and family. If you want to come see me in person, that's perfectly fine. I'm in Woodbridge, New Jersey. I do phone readings. I'm just as accurate over the phone as I am in person. I can FaceTime. I do all that stuff. So and if you want to reach me, if anybody wants to reach
right.
me.
Go ahead. I was just going to ask you that.
Yeah. If anyone wants to reach me, you could email me, artiehoffman@gmail.com. Or you could call me 732-778-7173 or go to my website, artiehoffman.com. Every single morning on my Instagram, Artie Hoffman, or my website, artiehoffman.com, every single morning I have inspirational, beautiful messages to start off your day. And that you're absolutely going to love. And I sent you, Joanne, a
yes.
beautiful piece about the butterfly. And hopefully everyone will read that, because that was
yes,
inspired by
it.
A special girl in my life.
Yeah, I posted it. And every time I see a butterfly, I know it's my mom. So it's just a,
absolutely.
Butterflies are just a beautiful thing. So. But, Artie, thank you so much for joining us. It was a pleasure. You definitely were on the money tonight. You hit me on the head, that's for sure. And I hope come back and see us again maybe in a month or two or something when you're free. And I appreciate it, as always. And thank you, thank you, thank you. Guys, if you want to get in touch with Artie, go to artiehoffman.com, angelsandanswers.com, or Facebook to Artie Hoffman, and check out his free readings that he does on Sunday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern on Facebook Live at Angels and Answers. And you can also call him at 732-742-8825. And we thank you so much for listening. Thank you to our callers. And stay well, everybody. And we'll see you on Sunday. Artie, thank you, honey.
You're the bomb. Thank you so much.
You are. Thank you so much. Take care. Talk to you soon, okay?
Okay, sweetheart, you take care.
Okay, bye-bye, bye-bye. Oh, boy, I'll tell you. You know, he's absolutely right. I mean, he can't make the future for you. And Sharon, I apologize that you didn't get the answers that you wanted. I mean, had you stayed on, I know you're going through a tough time. And we all are, and everybody in a different way. But we are surviving, and we are making things happen. And I don't know if you listened to the show earlier, but, I mean, my life, I'm not going to lie to you, was not a bowl of cherries growing up. But I've turned my life around based on the things that were my way. And, you know, we just we do what we got to do. And he asked me if I wanted to live to 100 and something years old, and I said, absolutely not. But when I do die, which I'm not afraid to die, I can say I lived a very good life, and I'm happy with the choices I've made and the things that I've done in my life. So, yeah, you got to go and make it happen. I know you're probably laid up and it's hard, but, you know, you've got hopefully family and friends that can help you out. So if you are still listening and reach out to someone, you know, help is there. Help is there for everybody. So I thank everybody for calling. Thank you for Artie for joining us. Thank you to our sponsors, the Hive Bar and Bistro in Garfield, New Jersey, Precious Memory Video in Kitnersville, Pennsylvania, KWV Wines in South Africa, Cheese for the Times and Other Stuff in Clifton, New Jersey, Syntech Productions in Lenoka Harbor, New Jersey, Oleander Public Relations in Texas, Take a Break from Cancer.org for Pete's Sake, and the Observer Newspaper in Kearney, New Jersey. Oh, and Joey Mack's Hot Dog Truck and Cafe in Harrison, New Jersey. Oral satisfaction guaranteed. They have the cutest and coolest setup there. Oh, my God. I love it. I love it. It's adorable. It's absolutely adorable. And they have really great hot dogs and kibasi. I'm not a kibasi fan, but the hot dogs I dig. So stay tuned. Go to our website. Check out who's coming up for the month of October. We've got some great guests coming up. I don't have the calendar next to me, and also still in the process of finishing booking some folks. So we are working that out for you, but you're going to be very happy with our scheduling that we have. So thank you so much. Today's Wednesday. The weekend's coming, so I'm going to end the show with weekend, guys. Good luck. Take care. Stay well, and have a great weekend. Enjoy the rest of the week.